Welcome to Scuba Diving Podcast. My name is Kenny Dial, and you're not going to believe who this next guest is. OMG, it's Wix. If you don't know who he is, pause it, go check him out. OMG, it's Wix. He's on every channel. Go check him out, but come right back, because I'm actually interviewing him. You might be wondering, a scuba diving channel interviewing a comedian that does Florida sketch comedy? Absolutely. He does sharks, anacondas, crocodiles, alligators, herpes monkeys. One of the people I love to follow. It cracks me up. What are the chances of getting him to come try scuba diving? And he did. First time ever scuba diving with the crew. So we're going to talk about that. And what was that like when people started recognizing you out of here? How do you keep sanity in the comments? Do you like being approached? We saw him get approached when we were out at the Springs. We had people already coming over trying to talk to him. I enjoy this interview. It's questions I really wanted to ask. Yeah, we talk about scuba diving, but we also talk about what his life is like. You are definitely going to love this interview. I love doing it. OMG, it's Wix. Wix.
What's going on?
Thanks for coming on, man.
Listen, it's been a long time coming.
You need no introduction, but just in case, you go by OMG, it's Wix.
OMG, it's Wix.
You do sketch comedy. You're all over social media. Somehow or another, you ended up doing jokes and sketch comedy about Florida. And you live in Florida.
Born and raised in Southwest Florida.
So you're a true Floridian.
I'm true Floridian. Like, my granddad used to take me to the Everglades every weekend, true Floridian. Like, I've been here.
So that brings me to the big question that you knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
You don't swim?
No.
Oh, my goodness. No. So was there ever a time where someone's like, hey, let's go swim, and you're like, nah.
I mean, it's crazy because I actually went with people to swim. Like, even if we were going to look for fish or anything, I'll go into shallow water. I'm not afraid of the water, as you've seen. I just can't swim. I don't have the ability. And I thought I was a sinker, but you told me I was a floater, so.
Yeah, I think we found out you're kind of buoyant.
Yeah, what is that?
I guess you got bird bones, man.
That's what it is. Yeah. I knew it. I knew it, something was wrong.
Yeah, so you went straight in and not knowing how to dive, never even going beyond where you can touch. You said, you know what? Strap me in some scuba gear and let's get in there with the gators.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
But it wasn't the gators. The first time ever, we're swimming along and freshwater, spring, way in Florida. Not the ones. I had never seen a crab before in Alexander Springs.
Yes. Yes, the blue crab came out of nowhere. I had nightmares about it. I just want you to know, nightmares were had about this crab. Like, I still see it. If I close my eyes and I still see it. Like, the crab was circling you, and then he turned around to me, and I remember making eye contact with this crab, and then I heard him say, I don't know, I didn't see his mouth or anything, but I heard him say, I'm going to get you. And so I panicked. And that's where y'all seen everything that took place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got the video. I think that video, it was out there on the internet.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
It'll probably come back.
Oh, it definitely has to come back.
Now, when we first got there, there was an alligator out there.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you know,
which we rarely see. And I don't think we saw anything else other than some fish.
I was nervous about the otter thing. You were like, there's otters. And I'm like,
But you tried it. You came out. We gave you a little spiel. We gave you a little rundown. We tried it in the shallow. Get you used to the breathing in the mask. And you went under for the first time breathing.
Yeah.
What was that like?
You were like, hey, it's going to take us some time. And I know my friends, it took them some time. It took them some time to get used to breathing underwater.
They were there too, by the way.
Manny and Rudy.
Yeah.
I don't know, with me, with your approach and the way you explained everything, I felt like you explained everything perfect. It was very easy for me to grasp what you were telling me. So yeah, the first time I want to say it was weird. I mean, I know I did open my mouth and you told me it was going to happen. And I think the third or fourth time I was like, okay, I can do this. Like, I can make this happen.
You said you open your mouth?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The water kind of got in. Well, the first time I held my breath, and then the second time I was like, well, I can breathe, but then...
It's weird realizing you just breathe in.
Yeah, just normal.
Yeah.
Just, you can sit there and breathe underwater. Has to be the weirdest, greatest feeling I've ever, it's the greatest thing I've ever done, so...
Awesome, man.
I enjoyed it.
Well, once we get you certified, we're going to have to get you down there in South Florida diving with the sharks.
I'm with it. I mean, at this point, I've watched enough video. Get the sharks. I haven't watched enough video. I'm not going to lie. I'm scared. No, I'm just I trust. If you tell me, I don't know, it's your approach. So when you tell me things, I believe it. Like, I trust Kenny. I need a t-shirt when we go do things that say, I trust Kenny. I need a t-shirt.
I want to keep expectations a little lower, if that's okay.
We're bringing them high.
Oh, geez. I'll be happy with the Pub Sub shirt.
Okay, deal.
What was that? It said Ultimate Sub. How has the response been with the shirt that I made you?
Oh, they love it. They love the whole B-School. Because the whole thing is, when I first started, is I'm a Floridian, which It's crazy because there's a lot of Floridians that don't know how to swim. And I think it's because a lot of us are used to having water around us and we kind of try to stay away from it. Like you're used to, you go in the water, you do things, but as far as learning how to actually swim, I know a lot of us hasn't really learned. And I thought it was just me until I got online and I started making videos and I started saying like, I can't swim. And I seen other Floridians like, I can't swim either. It's weird. Like, yeah. Why don't we know how to swim? We are surrounded by water.
You're walking around in water. There's exactly. Super humidity is practically.
Exactly. We're swimming, you know, in the air. So, yeah.
From what you thought scuba diving would be like to actually diving, you tried it. Was it different than you thought?
Yes. Yes. In my mind, it was something that I could never do. So if you had asked me a year ago if I would have ever went scuba diving, I'd be like, nah. Like, no, instantly no. Like, I wouldn't even give it a second thought. But after doing it, I will tell people that do it. It helped me open my eyes. I was even talking to someone about skydiving. Ooh. Because the scuba diving opened my eyes to, like, different experiences that I've... And it was the greatest thing ever. Like, being able to breathe underwater and see all of that, like, it was the greatest thing.
Well, you're going to have to let me know how that skydiving goes, because that's something I hadn't done, and it's... I don't think that's for me.
I mean, at this point, it's YOLO. Like, it's YOLO. I haven't met a Kenny in skydiving yet, so if I meet a Kenny in skydiving, then...
Go for it. Scuba diving, once you got it, and you're, all right, I'm breathing down there, right? And we've got it. We've got you with the sign. You even had the flip phone underwater.
It still works, by the way.
Is it what's going on down here or what's going on here?
What's going on out here?
Out here.
Yeah. We should have did down here, though.
What...
We should have did down. Next time we'll do down here.
Guilty pleasure. That's the one that gets me every time when you're on. I know on the lives everyone always tried to get you to do it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You do it with a certain like do do do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. And that was an accident. That whole thing was an accident. Like I was just
it took
like came out and I was like I needed something to start the video and I was like what's going on out here? And I tried to do the next video without it and everybody was in the comments were like no we need you to say what's going on out here and I was like okay. And now I can't not say it.
As far as diving goes, once you were down there, once you got it, swimming around down there, you had your flip phone, you were getting it, you were doing it. Yeah. What was your biggest fear in that moment?
What's crazy is I had, at that point, I felt free. I didn't have any fears at that moment. Like, I don't know, it was strange. Because, like I said, everyone that knows me, when I say, hey, I was scuba diving, they're like, you went scuba diving? But no, at that moment, I had no fear. I don't know, it felt free, like, it was comfortable. And I felt like y'all had me, so... I felt like every instructor that was there was fantastic. So, like, I felt like y'all had me. So, I was comfortable.
So, you got over your fear, and you said something that I think a lot of people are afraid that it's going to be claustrophobic.
Yes.
And maybe the first few minutes it is.
Yeah.
And then something flips, and you said you felt more free down there.
Yeah, you feel like, at first, because everything is closed in, you have the equipment. But once I got down there, I felt like, I don't know, like, everything that you're like, I don't know, you just feel free. Like, I felt free. And I got used to the goggles. I got used to everything, so.
It is. I mean, you're wearing a super suit and you can fly.
That's what it feels like. That's exactly what it feels like.
And so. You can lift heavy things.
Yes, that's what it feels like.
Jump tall buildings. Okay, once you're certified, what are you most looking forward to doing? Like, okay, now I can go.
This is going to sound crazy, but I do want to dive with salt water. I do want to see, I don't know, because I watch some movies, but I do want to see, like, a shark. I mean, not a big one, though. Like, I don't want to see a big one first. I want to see a little one. Like, give me a baby shark, and then we can, like...
It's funny. As soon as people get down in the ocean, they see that first shark. The biggest problem I have is trying to get people from chasing it. Once you're down there, all that, like, fear goes away. You just feel part of it.
Yes.
And you realize you're actually pretty big down... Like, you think of an 8-foot shark, right? That's a full-grown big shark, right? Yeah. 8-foot shark. Woof. Yeah. Even a 10-foot... A person with a mask and a tank and arms and with your fin sticking out and that's you're big and you're blowing bubbles and you're metal and you got hoses and tentacles and so you're not a small animal down there.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
That reality seems to hit people in the first 5-10 minutes. People drop down in the ocean the first time, they're like, you know, there's this...
Yeah.
In minutes, seconds even sometimes. Most of the time. There's a few small percentages. I think they went in too fast. You got to kind of start in the pool.
I do want to see some animals down there. Not even just the shark, but just see what's down there.
Crabs. Like,
I enjoy that. So besides that, besides the crab. Well, I want to see the crab from a distance. I don't want it coming from behind. You know what I'm saying? And then trying to get me. Like, I don't want it to look me in the eyes and we have a conversation.
What animal are you most excited to see down there?
I like fish. Like, I like to see, I don't even know specific fishes, different types of fish, the turtles. I don't want to see an otter, but that's more in the springs, I guess. But
they're hard to get close to. As soon as you start getting near them, I mean, they're fast and they just
Okay, we're good then. We're good. I don't know. I just like, I've always liked animals. Like, I'm one of those, like, Animal Planet. Everything is always interesting to me to learn things. So I do want to actually see these things that I've been studying in person. So.
The big debate, alligators or sharks? If you're in scuba gear,
okay,
which one to you is scarier?
This is going to sound crazy, but this is only because it's what I'm used to. I've been around gators pretty much since I was a kid, like 5, 6 years old. So growing up in Southwest Florida, I used to go to the Everglades every weekend. You kind of get used to gators. Gators kind of don't bother you unless it's like a parent gator, a mama gator. Those gators are different. But normally a gator is trying to get away from you. They don't want any part of you. I think my only thing with sharks is I've never been close to one. I guess more caution when it comes to sharks because I've never actually been close to one. But gators, I've grown up with them, so I see them all the time in water with them. I was in the shallow end because I can't swim, but I've been in water with them and things like that. But I think it's more just, I would say sharks right now because I've never been close to a shark. It may change once I see the shark. Once I see it, I'll be like, you know what? We're kind of cool. I still got beef with the crab. Still to the day.
There's this phobia of gators. I mean, real fear. It's the first thing they see is beautiful spring. There's people, hundreds of people swimming and clearly not getting chomped.
Yeah.
And then are there gators?
And every time. The same thing. And and that's how I can tell who's from Florida and who's from not. And I'll go through the comments and I'll be like, you're not from Florida, are you? And they'll be like, no. Because I know that question. With any video I post around water, that question is, I was waiting on the gator to come get him. And I'm like, y'all don't know about gators, do you? Because they don't really, even when we went, the gator appeared at the beginning. And as soon as people started getting close to it, the gator disappeared. And we didn't see the gator the rest of the day. The crab, yeah, but the gator wasn't there. The gator
came out. Yeah.
Crab was trying to get. Gators really don't bother you unless they've been being fed or a mama gator. But other than that, like with most animals, they're trying to get away from you.
And you know, we try and tell divers out there too, they're not from here, that gators are in the murky, swampy, weedy, kind of right at the shoreline. They're not swimming around like, you know, fish underwater.
Yeah, yeah.
The only places we're going to dive is somewhere, for one, we have access to, and two, we can see.
Yeah,
so it's clear. You're not in the weeds.
Yeah, just come face to face with it. But
they'll be like, oh, I heard a guy got bitten. And it's like, man, one or two a year?
But they never tell the full story of how they got bit. Like, most of the time, either that gator's been being fed or that person is bothering that, like antagonizing it. And it usually try to defend itself and it disappears. Like, after it gets you off of them, they disappear. So
yeah, you don't hear them. They don't like go around just like,
nah, nah, nah. Yeah, that's what people think. Like, I'll make a video about water and they'll be like, you're going to get attacked by a gator. And I'm like, y'all are not from Florida. And they'll be like, no. If it's a crocodile, that may be a little bit different. I don't bother crocodiles.
Now, aren't they supposed to be a little meaner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So water moccasins. I had a couple divers that are like salvage divers. Like when boats sink and bad spots, he pulls them out. He goes in pipes and they go where you don't want to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad stuff. And they do worry about gators because they're going through the weeds. And
Yeah, because you don't want to surprise it. Cause you
know. And they said, you know, we don't want to be on the surface. They're like, we go under. They're surface hunters.
Yeah.
He said the biggest fear though he has when he's in the weeds is water moccasins.
Yeah.
And we'll put, he said, yeah, they'll chase you. I have lots of friends say they chase. But then there's people that go crazy on the comments saying they do not chase people. Like, just because he's coming at you. I'm like, if he's coming at me, I'm there.
Yeah.
And he's still coming at me. That's you can call it what you want.
That's a chase, right? I mean, I don't know the definition, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. That's a chase. Like, that's a chase. I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I've been chased by a water moccasin before on land.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It saw me. I saw it. And it came towards me. And I went the other way.
People are like, they won't chase you. I'm like, well, first of all, like, if sometimes you don't realize you come up in its nest, right? Especially if you're diving through the murky stuff. You're like eye level with where they flow.
Yeah, yeah, like, so, yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
So, official, scientific or not, this is OMG, it's Wix, real Floridian. Official verdict is water moccasins will chase you.
That's what I say. Like I said, I have a bunch of people, the animal experts, reptile experts, and they'll be like, no, they don't chase you. And they'll give like a unless, and I guess I was a part of the unless situation.
That's what I'm saying. Like
it came out.
Yeah,
me,
so. I know what they're getting at because we hear it a lot with sharks and everything. Then you know when you work with an animal and you understand it, there's definitely a shift.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
we've seen it with gators and sharks, so I think a lot of times people like I don't see any harm though in saying they'll like even. Like, I don't think there's a negative to that because all you're doing is telling people to run.
Yeah, all you're telling people when you see them, get away from it. And I think because you don't want people bothering them, telling them that they'll chase you is probably, I think they don't want you to think that they're super aggressive. Because I follow a lot of reptile experts and I have seen them where they'll see, it's a lot of stuff I'm going to be doing, but I've seen them to where they'll come up on a water moccasin and the water moccasin kind of curls up and kind of looks at him, opens his mouth, you know, the cotton mouth thing.
Yeah.
And then they'll walk away and the water moccasin will try to get away. I've seen that a bunch. And I've actually had that before, to where I've walked up on a water moccasin, they'll do their thing and then they'll leave. But there has been a few times where they've seen me and then they'll come at you.
I mean, your pages are blown out. You got 1.5 million plus on TikTok.
Yeah.
You got hundreds of thousands of followers on everything else. Yeah, I got friends all the way in LA that send me your stuff. Yeah, they're like, you seen this one? Well, yeah. you've gotten famous online, definitely. Was there a point in time where you realized that happened? Was there a specific event?
Even with me, it's still difficult to grasp it. You've been around me. Like, I'm just me. I just walk around and do what I do. I was on the Weather Channel last year, the official Weather Channel last year.
Like The Weather Channel.
Okay. They played one of my sketches right after end. And I was like, wait a minute. For real? Like, how do they know about me? I'll have celebrities hit me up and they'd be like, hey, we love your work. And I'd be like, that's strange for me. Like, even people I grew up watching, Warren Sapp and Dante Culpepper, recently hit me up and they're like, at Everglades, they're going to try to get me and Warren Sapp together. So that's going to be fun. So maybe hunt some pythons.
On pythons, we didn't even get into that.
Yeah,
it's somebody find. That's the first video I saw just the other day. Somebody sent me. It might have been your page. I don't know, but there was one swim. It was real clear. It looked like one of the springs, and a big old python or boa or something was cruising underwater. And that's not. I had not seen a diver yet come across that.
That was an anaconda. The reptile community is, most people are cool, but you have some people, you know, with every community.
We've got that in diving.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you saw it firsthand.
You remember what happened to me, so. But something good came out of that because I have people from the mermaid, you know, people that are mermaids actually reached out to me and offered me to come to a show because of that one incident.
The crab.
Yeah. So, so I'm actually supposed to be going to a mermaid show. So I'm actually excited about that.
Was there do you remember where you're sitting, what you were looking at? You said the Weather Channel.
The Weather Channel.
Do you feel like that was where, oh, wow.
I was excited about that. I think that was the moment I was like, okay, maybe I'm doing this for real.
And then it just went from there. Was there a specific post?
I think it was a gradual thing. And then it just kind of.
Bigger.
Yeah, it's kind of like I created my account in 2020. My youngest daughter actually created my account. I started making Florida videos about the weather and animals, and I started acting out all these characters, and it kind of grew. During hurricane season of 2021 is when it like kind of took off. Like, I started making the Florida videos funny, but then I had a lot of people that were from other states that were following me. So I was like, you know what? I feel like I need to let people know what it's really like in Florida. And I think people that's from Florida, that's live in Florida, they kind of get it. Like, you know what? That does happen. And then people that from other states, like, I have people that follow me that's like, I love your account. I think you're hilarious, but I'm never coming to Florida. Like, it's not that bad. Like,
we survived.
Yeah, like, we're here. Like, I'm almost 40. I'll be 40 in December, and I'm here. I've been to the Everglades multiple times. We're good.
And I see you're pretty active in the comments.
Yes.
And I'm with you. I like to sometimes keep it at arm's length, but engage somewhat.
Yeah.
You ignore a lot of the flaw, you know. But how did you dial in your filter of what you respond to and what you don't? What gets your eye?
Okay, so when I first started, I actually have creator friends that was doing it well before I started. His thing was, don't respond to the comments. And I'm like, why not?
I've heard that. Like, Joe Rogan said that. Like, Jamie Foxx said that.
Why not? I think that was the older way of doing things. Uh-huh. My mindset towards it is like, these are the people that support me. I wouldn't be who I am without the people that supported me. So why would I feel like I'm above responding to the people that support me? So if it's true supporters, and I can tell they're true supporters, because I'll notice people in certain videos, and we'll have like conversations on different posts, but I actually enjoy it. I'll take time out of my day to like respond. If it's something that's misinformation, I'll correct them, but more so the people that I respond to the most are like positive comments. So people say something funny, people that say something positive. If you're negative, I block so many people. If it gets too crazy, if you're disrespectful, I block you. Like, you'll get 1,000 positive comments, and you'll get one negative comment, and then people focus on that negative comment.
Yeah.
It's like, what about these 1,000 people that, like, you could use that comment for one of the positive comments, you know? Like,
it is true, and I've learned to cope with this. Could be wrong, but I would think maybe you're safer doing comedy, because, like, I'll do instructional.
Yeah.
life support. Like, here are some things you gotta not do, you know, to be safe. And then there's people, that's not true, blah, 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 blah. And then you'll, well, I've been doing this for 30 years, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, well, there, yes, in the Arctic, in ice diving, maybe you should wear that.
Yeah.
You know, and it, they'll find some little crack to go on there. And I don't know if it's validation or what, but it got me, I almost burned out a couple months ago.
I'm with you. It happens.
What do you do? What is your process to refresh?
So with me, and I'm not gonna lie, it happens, because even with me doing comedy, I try to give people like Florida education. So what goes on in Florida? The biggest argument I think I've had is Florida crocodiles. I recently had this
Maybe they don't think they're real.
There's crocodiles in Florida, but you have those people, and I think it's people that just, they get online to like try to prove someone wrong. They're waiting on you to be wrong. So you are very knowledgeable in what you do, but there's people that are watching your comment for that one little, what they perceive as a slip up, so they can try to correct you and make you look like you don't know what you're doing. Not that many of them, but I don't get those people. I don't understand it. I do get it. What I'll do normally is I'll have to understand why I do what I do. It's not for those people. I do what I do for people that enjoy what I do, because I have people that reach out to me like, hey, you helped me through a depression. You helped me through, you know, you helped me through a lot of things. And with your information, I know you can help a lot of divers that have questions, because a lot of people have questions and they don't know where to get the answers from. If they could just go to your page to get the answers, that'll be perfect. You know what I'm saying? You'll have those people that either negative or they just want to prove you wrong. They want to make you look like you don't know what you're talking about, even though you know what you're talking about. So
I'm with you. I started just saying, screw it, I'll block and delete.
Yeah.
I don't need that negativity in my life. No. It hurts my algorithm, so be it, because it's not worth it happening.
It doesn't, though. It doesn't. If you attack someone in my comments, I'm going to let them warn you first time, hey, we don't do that here. And if they you continue, then I'm blocking you. I have over 1,000 people blocked, maybe 2,000. Like, I have a lot.
About one every week or two I block. But I'm at 30,000 versus 1.5 million.
No, so. I've been doing this since 1,000. Like, since I had 1,000 people, I was like, I got to protect my peace. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
If I continue to allow these people to mess with my peace, and I'm going to get burned out, I'm going to, you know, so I was like, I got to focus and protect my peace. So let me just get these people out of here.
First of all, what is your favorite character to do? I know you got super humidity, you got mosquitoes, you got a bunch of them. What's your favorite?
Maybe Palmetto Book. I think the Palmetto Book, because it has so much personality. Like, I've given the Palmetto Book so much personality. So I enjoy the Palmetto Book.
So right now, Palmetto Bug is your favorite character.
Palmetto Book, Mosquito, because I got a new costume for it. So got wings and everything. Got wings and everything. So the Palmetto Book video happened. So most of the things that happened to me, most of it is just reenactments.
What is your favorite post? When you go to show somebody, maybe, like, I got family members, they don't care about scuba diving, nothing. Yeah. They're like, well, I don't, you know, they don't care. What's the one you show them? This is what I do.
The hurricane one. I think the one that the Weather Channel used, because it was like the one through, what Floridians do, how Floridians react 1 through 5.
The categories.
And I kind of did reenacted every category and how Floridians react to every category. And I made it, and I actually laughed when I made it. And I was like, everyone in my house thinks I'm crazy when I laugh at my videos, because they're like, why are you laughing at yourself? And I'm like, because I'm funny sometimes. Like, I'm funny sometimes. But I think that's the one about the category, the weather category.
So I think if you're a regular person and you can laugh at your own jokes, that means you're enjoying your work.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Me either, but everyone in my household thinks so.
I don't have too many where I think I'm that funny, but I'll have a bit from a guest that I think is funny.
Yeah.
The guy will be, I dive in diesel fuel. And I was like, I'm already laughing because I know how people are going to react, and I can hear the comments already. And so I mean, she'll hear me in here laughing. I'll be like, listen to this guy. Like, I don't care about the gators, I care about the moccasins. And because my head's in the weeds. And I'm like, oh, this is good.
Okay.
This is going to work. Yeah. What are you excited about that's coming up?
What we've been doing is a floatering show. The Scuba Dive is going to be my first episode, but it's doing Florida stuff. I get to go around doing Florida stuff, even though people think I'm crazy, because at some point we're going to wrestle an alligator, but we're going to get to that when we cross it. And then show people that there's other things to do in Florida besides go to the beach.
Or Disney World.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. That's one of my, like, what I'm putting all my energy into right now.
Is there something that's making people crazier here?
It's the heat. It's definitely the heat. It's not, without a question.
But they'll say, it's getting to 103 30 in New Mexico or Nevada or something. You don't hear that, those stories coming out of there.
They don't have to deal with this humidity. I've had people that have moved from, like, where they say Texas, they'll be like, oh, it's so hot in Texas. And I've had people in the comments, and you'll see them like, I'm from Texas. This heat and humidity is different. Like, we have the heat, but this humidity is something different. Like, it could be at night, it could be night, and it can still be like...
Yeah, and it's just like someone's like hot breath.
Yeah, right, just breathing right on you as you open the door.
Like, sleeping next to somebody, you go, huh.
Exactly.
Like, when you go out in Florida, right? That's where you spend most of your time, right?
Yeah.
Do you get recognized? Because you got recognized at the spring. We were doing the scuba. We had 2-3 people floating in the water out there, and they're like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. What's even crazier is those people, I guess they told other people, and they were like, we were trying to make it there, but we didn't make it there in time. So I guess there were more people trying to come.
To the spring.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I get recognized a lot. I enjoy it. I always tell people, if you see me, because if you see me out and I look like I'm concentrating on something, it's normally because my kids or my girl have given me a list of something, and I'm trying to remember everything that they're telling me on this list. So it's normally in, like, public. But I get recognized a lot. Come up to me. I'm very friendly. I like to feel like...
Something for you here. So just want to say thanks for coming by.
I appreciate it. This is the best. Listen, this is one of the best gifts ever. If you ever wonder what to get someone or what to get me, Publix chicken. Or chicken tender sub. I'm good. I'm good after that.
Yeah, and
I'm
you've good. Listed your toppings and everything.
Yeah, it's a whole list. It's out there. It's online.
Has anyone ever sent you that stuff?
They send me, like, gift cards. But I've had people that try the sub that I've put out, and they're like, oh, it's delicious. I never knew about this. Like, I go every day, y'all. Like,
what's the best piece of the chicken?
The thigh.
It's got the most flavor.
Yeah. Right, I love the thigh. You. I love the thigh. If I'm not doing the wings, it's the thigh. So,
Wix, thanks for coming on, man.
I thank you for inviting me. I'm waiting. I'm excited about getting scuba certified because I'm ready.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna go all the way.
Besides the crab, as long as we don't have to deal with another crab, I'm cool. Like, that crab was different. He had it out for me.
If you want to support my channel, go to sweetwaterscuba.com. We have all the good stuff like the shirts, the hats, the stickers, everything. Autographed kids books are on there and wholesale opportunities for retailers. Don't forget, we're on almost every major channel. Put out daily content, new stuff all the time. I'm on live all the time. So hopefully I'll see you on either TikTok, Kenny_Dial, Instagram, Sweetwater_Scuba, Facebook, just search me, or just search me in your browser, Kenny Dial. One of those should come up. Finally, the YouTube channel has all the podcasts and all of the short form stuff. It actually kind of has everything in one spot. Either way, I hope to see you on one of these apps, on one of these pages. Whatever connects us to the underwater world, I hope to see you there. Let's show the rest of the world the rest of the world.